Hey there, brain hackers. Today we're going to investigate the harrowing story of a World War II pilot that was shot down behind enemy lines and then decided to enlist himself in the resistance and continue fighting. I have on the line that pilot's son, who has a career in sales and spent a better part of his life researching his father's heroism as a way to, you know, really get the story out, to let people know that heroes exist and that it's an amazing, amazing tale that we're going to explore right after this. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. So you're Steve Schneider. You're a speaker. You're an author. You're very successful in your own right. And then when I saw that you wrote this book about a World War II pilot being shot down, I was like, what is the connection? Then I realized this is your father. So when did you discover this tale? Did you know about this your whole life, or was this something you found out later on in life?
Well, I knew the basics of my dad's World War II history growing up. I knew he was a B-17 pilot. He was stationed in with the 8th Air Force in England. He was a pilot. His plane was named the Susan Ruth after my oldest sister, who was 1 year old at the time he went overseas.
Wow.
And he was shot over occupied Belgium in 1944. But he evaded capture and was able to make it back to England. But it wasn't until I really retired from my career job after, as you've mentioned, 40 years in sales and sales management that I had the time to really delve into it in more detail.
So it's a fascinating, harrowing tale. What can we learn from this story? Because it seems so far, I mean, you know, in today's day and age, we have people who say that they're traumatized because somebody posted something on Facebook. How can we even relate to a human being who willingly, like, went back into battle again and again for what? For patriotism? To punch a Nazi? What was it?
In my opinion, those veterans who fought World War II were definitely the greatest generation.
Oh, it's been a steady decline since then, no doubt.
Absolutely. My dad was an old guy. He was 28. But most of those guys who flew in the 8th Air Force, flew combat missions, were in their late teens and early 20s. A lot of these guys are right out of school. And here they are. You know, it was very provincial back then. A lot of guys had never been out of their home county. And all of a sudden, they're halfway around the world fighting a war. And they're going up in these bombers. And the 8th Air Force, they lost 26,000 men that were killed. More than the entire Marine Corps fighting in the Pacific.
Wow.
Another 28,000 men became prisoners of war after their planes were knocked out of the sky.
I heard of this tale. They were manufacturing a lot of planes and they couldn't find enough pilots to fill them, right?
Yeah, the 8th Air Force took devastating losses, especially early in the war in 42 and 43. But these guys, even though they were being shot down at an unbelievably fast rate, they still got on those planes and went on those missions time and time again. So it took a lot of courage for those guys to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then for my dad, after he was shot down and missing in action for 7 months, he was hidden by Belgian people for a while. But then he got tired of hiding. He decided to join the French resistance and start fighting back against the Nazis. He had learned that the Allies had landed at Normandy on D-Day, June 6th of 44, and he wanted to get back in the fight. And before he went to the Air Force, he was in the Army for a year. So he had a year's training of fighting on the ground. So he knew how to fight on the ground. But to leave I don't know if you could really call it security, because he could have been arrested by the Gestapo, the secret German police, at any time. And he had a few close calls. But then
the invasion was coming. The Nazis were on the run. I mean, you know, he was safer than he ever was previous at that point. He could have just hunkered down and waited.
Absolutely, because like you say, the Germans were retreating back east, trying to get away from the invading the Allied troops. And yeah. He could have just waited until they came and then safely gotten back to England, but he risked his life fighting. Not only did he risk his life because he could have been shot during the fighting, But if the Nazis had captured him, they would have shot him right on the spot.
Mm. That's true. Yeah. Especially at that time, because like, it's almost like near the end of the war, a lot of people say that if there were rules of engagement, which there were, a lot of people don't realize, it seemed to go out the window at that point, you know, like if you're, a lot of people don't know about like, you know, laws of war, but you know, if you capture an enemy soldier, you're supposed to treat them, you know, with a certain amount of humanity and things like that. But if your side is losing, you just shoot the guy. You know what I mean? You don't ask questions, and you know, you think that it's all going to be covered up in the fog of war. So he was taking a tremendous risk at that point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So what did you learn the most? A lot of people want to delve into their history, their personal family history. How did that change your life? What did you learn the most about your family and yourself?
Well, you know, growing up, I have two sisters, Susan Ruth, who my dad, my oldest sister, who my dad named his plane after, and then my other sister, Nancy, she was born while he was missing in action. So that was really tough on my mom. But growing up, we always considered and kind of compared our dad to John Wayne and James Arness, who was the star of the series Gunsmoke. He was a big guy. He was 6'3", a real rugged guy, no-nonsense guy. And I think, you know, that image that we got of him growing up, I guess that was really his image, to be able to do that during the war, because he was a tough guy. But until I really studied this a lot and learned more, I didn't realize, you know, really how brave and courageous he was to do all that.
Did he pass away in the war, or did he make it back?
Oh no! 7 months after being shot down, he heard that there were U.S. armies in a nearby village of Trelon, France. It happened to be this element of Patton's Third Army had come up through France after D-Day, and so he went into the town square, went up to an army major, identified himself, and then he got back to England, and then they sent him back to the U.S. to become a flight instructor. He wasn't the last crew member to die, but he was the oldest at 91. He died in 2007. That's before I ever decided to write a book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, it's amazing. A lot of people go through their life and they don't think about family as much until it's over, until it's too late, you know. And then when your parents pass, you think of, hey, what is my heritage? What is my, you know, what is the past? I think when you're young, you're so focused on the future, you don't even think of these things. How did it change? Are you a father? Does it change how you see your family?
Yeah, I'm a father of three sons, and I've taken them back to Belgium. I've been to Belgium several times during research, because my dad and the plane came down just right at the French-Belgian border. In fact, I'm going back for, like, I think it's the sixth time next year for the 75th anniversary. Which are wonderful events, but I've taken them over there and they've learned the story and really become attached to it, and to find out, you know, what their grandfather did so many years ago. So it's made a big impact on them, and I'm really happy that they are interested. Because like you say, when you're young, you're doing your own thing. You're really not into this until you get older. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned I speak a lot, and I go to air shows all over the United States signing copies of my book, and I run into so many people, the vast majority of the people, in fact, that they know very little about their veteran, whether it's their father or an uncle or a cousin, because they didn't ask questions. Their vet died before they really realized that this was important and they would like to know more. And that's gratifying for me, because a lot of people find out what their veteran went through for if they're in the 8th Air Force by reading my book. Because not only do I tell the story of my dad, but I the book talks about what life was like on the base, what life was fighting combat was like. And they get a little idea of what their veteran went through.
Wow. Well, it's fantastic. It's a great book. Tell people the title and how to find it and how to find you.
Okay. The title of the book is Shot Down, the true story of pilot Howard Snyder and the crew of the B-17 Susan Root. And it goes into detail about what happened to each member of the crew, just not my dad. Five of them made it back, but five of them didn't. You can really get the book anywhere books are sold. Most people go on Amazon. If someone wants a signed copy, they can go to my website, which is stevesnyderauthor.com. And I'd also like to say the book also goes into detail about the bravery of the Belgian people who risked their lives to help those downed airmen. They were unbelievably brave people.
And probably it's not really talked about it as much. And it's almost like, I mean, you know, today it just amazes me how people are almost whitewashing history, talking about Nazism and socialism as opposites and things like that, and just kind of twisting so many things that I grew up. I grew up with a vet in my family as well. He was a great uncle and really showed me what they were really fighting for. And it's just amazing how, I guess, over time people twist things around so much, and it's really a shame. What would be the biggest message you'd like to let people know? What would you like people to know the most to learn the most from your book?
Oh, gosh. Well, there was no other event in history that affected more people than World War II. 60 million people were killed, millions more wounded, millions more left homeless and displaced. It changed the course of the world and the United States forever. And the sacrifice of those young, brave young men who fought and died for freedom just cannot ever be forgotten. It's our duty to remember. That's really what I like people to get out of it.
Well, I like your book and I like your work. It's very well researched. It's very, very truthful and clear. It kind of pulls you into that whole world. So I appreciate you, and thanks very much for being on the show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.